This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Airwaves by dialing toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, where we are in a very snowy, keen New Hampshire. For those who might be living outside of the Northeast, there's a pretty bad snowstorm happening outside. Cody, you didn't even know if you were going to be able to make it here tonight.
I wasn't entirely sure. Luckily, the plow guy came and it saved me from about a half hour of shoveling.
Yeah.
So.
God has blessed the plow guy.
Oh my God.
Those people, if it weren't for them, this state, you wouldn't be able to get anything done during the wintertime.
So thank you for your service.
Exactly.
All of those people out there making sure that we can still get out there and get to our jobs and whatnot.
So, there's always stuff to talk about here tonight. In the news, there's kind of an international news controversy about some fighting, they're monkeys? Let's see what they are here. Some kind of primates. They got some sort of beasts with boxing gloves. Orangutans. That's orangutans. Story from the dailymail.co.uk. A zoo in Thailand is profiting from orangutan boxing, where apes appear to fight for the amusement of locals and tourists. The supposed good-natured show, which takes place at Safari World in Bangkok, has been criticized by animal rights activists who say it should be shut down. One tourist who saw the display condemned the zoo for exploiting the incredibly intelligent primates. Quote, orangutans are extremely intelligent, and the zoo was exploiting that. They're so smart and can tell when they're being laughed at. It upset me so much I had to come home and shower just to wash it all off.
Wow.
Said Samantha Fuller, who was a teacher from America working in Thailand at the time. Philip Mansbridge, UK director of the International Fund for Animal Welfare, said, "It's shocking that such cruel and exploitive treatment of animals continues for the so-called entertainment of tourists." He said further that orangutans are highly intelligent and sensitive animals that share 97% of their DNA with humans, and they do not belong in a ring where they are dressed up and made to fight. In addition to the two apes mock fighting, other orangutans are made to dress up in bikinis holding ring cards.
Oh, boy.
Now, I didn't see the bikini girls the bikini ape girls in the video here, but there is a clip. And I'm gonna play it. I don't know if it has actually any audio. You can, if you want, come around here, Cody, so you can actually watch.
Oh yeah.
As this goes on here, so I'm gonna play this clip, and we'll just see if there's any kind of audio track to it. Okay, it doesn't sound like there's an audio track here. Actually, let's try this. Okay, here we go. So one of them. All right, let me start it over here. So they're both together in the center of the ring. And then they're kind of just close to one another, just touching. They've got boxing gloves on, but all right, one of them did take a right hook at the other one, and he got knocked down as a result of that. The referee gets the other guy, the other ape up, and they're doing more kicking than anything else. They do have boxing gloves on, but they're not really using them to do more than kind of tap each other on the head. Now
it doesn't seem like they're hitting each other too terribly
hard. Watch this
hard.
One. Boom!
Oh, okay. Knocked down there.
Yeah, so they're kind of close into one another for most of the fight and just kind of like tapping each other. Their hands, I guess you could call them that, their hands are up in the air. They've got these boxing gloves on, and they're just kind of like tapping on each other's head. Doesn't seem like too hard. But then one of them like backs up into the corner of the ring, puts his arms or his hands on the like the ropes, and pushes up and just smacks the other one right in the face with his feet, like almost like a drop kick kind of.
Like some stuff you'd see on WWE, probably.
It was pretty awesome, I have to admit, to see that happen.
So you don't find this to be inhumane at all?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't. This isn't like chicken fighting or cockfighting where they've, I don't know if you've seen. I think it was Vice. It was probably Vice that had a documentary about like Thailand cockfighting. and they actually put like spurs on the feet of the roosters. And so they basically fight to the death.
Oh, so they're doing more damage than they normally would.
Exactly. So they make them even more deadly than normal, and they put them in the ring, and then, you know, either one leaves or they both die in the ring. That's pretty much how that goes.
Yeah.
Not gonna understand why somebody would be upset about something like that, but this...
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you have any sort of animals fighting, you're going to have the environmentalist crowd pretty upset. And I can't necessarily blame them. You know, it's not like a pet issue of mine. Excuse the pun there. But, you know, some people, you know, they're big-time animal lovers. It's their passion. And, you know, I respect that. And I don't know what they got going on at Safari World or wherever that, whatever they call it. I imagine if it's in Bangkok, it's... I wouldn't be surprised if there were more inhumane things than what you would see at SeaWorld.
Sure.
Which was... obviously bad enough to warrant a documentary about the treatment of the killer whales.
Right. I remember, I didn't watch the documentary, but I do remember someone calling in and telling us about that. And, you know, there obviously are people who are upset about SeaWorld. I mean, some people are going to be upset just at the fact that there are animals that are being held in captivity. So regardless of how kind they're being treated, how much fish they're eating every day, or, you know, how many treats they're being given, how much love they're being given, it doesn't matter to some of these people who are just like, nope, 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 you cannot keep an animal. Because keeping an animal is against its nature, and they want to be free.
Yeah. Well, it's a point, but, you know, I think there's it's one of those conversations where you've got a lot of gray zone. You know,
exactly.
If you are mistreating animals, you are bad. However, you know, maybe you do have a zoo and they're technically in captivity, but they're well cared for and they have all of the things they need. They're able to socialize with the other animals and have as good of a life as they would out in the wild. Then I don't necessarily see it as being the worst thing in the world.
You could argue it would be a better life. You know, an animal in captivity is likely to live longer than they would if they were out in the wild. Unless they're at the top of the food chain, there's a good chance that in the wild, they're going to get killed by some other animal or hit by a car or something like that. You know?
Yeah, the nice thing about zoos is that they don't, you know, let the tigers roam around with the other smaller animals. You know, they're kept in... their little area.
But I think it is an interesting conversation, and there's a little more to the story, but it is an interesting conversation about, well, okay, what do you value? Because, I mean, on this show, we tend to be pretty freedom-oriented folks. I mean, we're libertarians, we're voluntarists, you know, we're people who love the ideas of liberty, and some of us are willing to take a greater risk in order to be more free, and you could argue that we don't let our animal friends make the same choice. You know, they don't have that they don't have that ability to make that choice, or at least it doesn't seem as though they have that ability to make that choice. We certainly don't allow them to generally. It's like, well, I'm going to keep this animal. So like in this studio there are two beasts. There's the studio dog and there's a cat.
Yep.
And the cat would love to go outside right now.
And
even though there's a foot of snow.
You crack that door open a little bit and he's ready to get right out.
I tried to get out today when I was coming back in here. And so he wants to get out there. That is obviously his drive. Now, Jazzy the dog, she'll come back. She'll go out pee, she'll come back in.
Now, the question is, if the cat were to escape, how long would he last on his own?
Well, right. And he was originally on his own until Renee found him and brought him here. And we kind of adopted him. He didn't have a microchip in him. And so, you know, nobody else that we could tell owned the cat. But he wants to get out. And so the question is, you know, at least in our lives, sometimes we're willing to trade away some of our freedom for security. I don't like that idea personally.
Yeah.
But that's definitely what we do when it comes to our pets. We're giving them security. We're giving them a warm place to stay. We're giving them love. We're giving them food. And attention, but in return, they don't have the ability to roam the wilds and have whatever semblance of freedom it is that they would have if they can experience that sensation. And I have no doubt that they can. I mean, they're very, very similar to us. I mean, they go on to say here in this story that the apes are 97% of the DNA, basically, of humans. And dogs and cats are like 96%.
Well, and I was going to make the comment, too, is that as far as I'm concerned, the chimpanzee's intelligence level is about that of your classic anti-Trump protester out there now. flinging poop. I mean, it's the same idea.
I've got
deserve the same amount of rights.
I've actually got a story about the protesters, the so-called anti-fascists.
Oh, the
movement.
Antifa, yes.
We've had somebody calling in over the last couple nights claiming to be part of them, so let's find out what they're actually about. But more about so-called animal rights. Coming up, you can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control. control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the kind of the gray areas, the shades of gray surrounding the idea of animal rights. And I personally, you know, I kind of bristle a little bit at the idea that an animal would have rights, because in order, in my opinion, in order to have rights, you have to be able to reciprocate those rights to others, generally. I mean, it's sort of a, like a general rule of thumb. Obviously, that doesn't necessarily apply to somebody who is, let's say, completely brain damaged or whatever and doesn't have the ability to make a choice like that.
Yeah.
But generally, you know, a human, as humans, we have rights because we recognize those rights in others. The idea of rights is, to me, nothing more than a good idea.
Yeah.
An idea that we should all share because it benefits us to respect the rights of other human beings. It's a way for us to rise above the level of kind of call of the wild, you know,
instinctual.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, just screwing somebody over because you can. Well, no, it turns out that if you respect that person and respect all people, then we get along better and more, you know, wonderful things are created and more freedom and more wealth and we all get, you know, live longer lives and happier lives because of that. So rights are an idea that evolved for good reason. But the question is, should those rights be extended to animals?
Well, and I still think it's a gray zone sort of topic because, you know, when we're talking about...
Which are some of the more interesting topics?
Like I said, when we're talking about a zoo or something, as long as they're being treated well, I don't really see necessarily a problem with that. I certainly wouldn't go to the level of saying that there's a problem with having a pet. Now, if you are torturing your pet...
Sure.
If you've, you know, or I still cringe at the idea of the factory farming that goes on a daily basis.
Cramping up an animal in a cage where it can't turn around, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I still remember, you know, that we're on the top of the food chain and I'm not a vegan. I know I eat meat and I know that animals have to die so I can live. And mm-hmm. I've accepted that fact. But I do think they should at least be treated decently well up until that final day where
sure.
they, you know, end up food.
And I think most people probably agree with that sentiment. Whether most people are aware of how the animals that they're eating are treated is another question. But I think when given, you know, an explanation about that, I think most people would probably agree with you. Like,
yeah.
they don't want to see animals being abused. But then when you go to the extreme, you've got people who say that it's abusing an animal to simply keep it inside a home or to keep it in a zoo or whatever. And so, you know, I guess if you want to weigh in on this, you can. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in a accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running the Bitcoin Unlimited software, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let me share a little bit more from the story here at the Daily Mail. This is the story about orangutans that are being featured at a zoo in Thailand. And the Safari World Zoo is having them box in a boxing ring. They give them some boxing gloves. They're in an actual ring with like the three ropes around it. And obviously some people are upset about this, even though all things considered, the match at the very least that we saw seemed relatively tame. Nobody seemed to be getting any kind of permanent damage done.
True, although one thing I would like to know, and hopefully it's in the article, is how they are getting these orangutans to fight each other.
Well, that's a good question, because, I mean, they're not going at each other like they want to kill each other or anything like that.
You don't think they're being, like, starved or anything like that?
I mean, they don't look like they're starving.
Yeah.
Normally you can see evidence of that. then again, you certainly know that apes are wont to sort of hit one another and go after one another. They're fairly protective species. They're competitive for the female apes. So it's probably not that hard to get two male apes to or two male orangutans to go at one another. Mm. In addition to the two apes mock fighting, other orangutans are made to dress up in bikinis holding ring cards. Despite trying to frame the show as fun and friendly japes, orangutans are often taken from their mothers in the wild and sold illicitly to black market traders. Though there is no evidence that this is the case for Safari World, critics say there's an underlying cruelty to the show beyond what the tourists get to see. A PETA spokesperson said, quote, "When you see these animals performing what are uncomfortable and stressful tricks, no, they're not doing it because they want to. They're doing it because they're afraid to, often subjected to electric shocks, cigarette burns, or beatings if they do not obey in training." Now, I don't know if the PETA person here absolutely has any idea that that's how this zoo does things. They may just be giving kind of a general statement about animal fighting and how animals in some places are motivated to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, orangutans are also arboreal. They swing through trees, so the act of standing up on curved feet is hard enough for them. They continued saying, "Many of those animals who are disrespected and abused at these tacky tourist traps were also torn away from their mothers within days or weeks of birth." So again, if you want to jump in here and comment, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, the extreme sort of libertarian position on this would be, well, animals are property, and you should be able to do whatever you want with them.
I don't really buy into that, though.
Why?
I think property is an idea of something that doesn't have a consciousness.
Doesn't have its own volition?
You know, yeah, like yeah. Moving around, doing stuff, making noises. Making babies.
Okay.
I mean, you're. I mean, to me, what that means, if something is your property that is another living thing, they're kind of a slave. You know, and we'll throw in other words to make it sound better. To a degree, you know, like we have a loving slavery relationship with our pets in the house, but yep. I mean, it is what it is, right?
I'm a very kind warden.
I just don't like the idea of property being the term used to talk about a living thing.
I don't either. It does rub me the wrong way as well. I mean, these are other things. They're not people, but they're other living beings who we're sharing our life with. We're sharing our space with. We're sharing our home with. And you would want to treat those things as well as you would want to treat, I would think, your own children.
Sure.
That's the way I think about it. But ultimately, then, you know, you get into the discussion of, well, some people treat their kids very differently than other people. And I don't agree with spanking children, but other people think that that's a totally okay thing to do. I don't agree with hitting animals, mm-hmm. but other people think that that's a totally okay thing to do. And I, you know, that makes me uncomfortable if I see whether it's them hitting a child or hitting an animal. That's not a cool thing. But, you know, unless there's some sort of serious abuse going on, I feel like it's none of my business, you know, how people get along with their animals or whatever. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But at a certain point, some people are going to intervene, and they're going to try to save that animal. And is that wrong?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us. Right here, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about animal boxing. In this case, orangutans are being supposedly made to box at a zoo over in Thailand. Safari World has placed two orangutans in a ring with boxing gloves and are encouraging them to go at it in front of a crowd. It doesn't seem like a particularly, you know, deadly thing like, let's say, a cockfight would be or a dog fight where
sure.
Frequently, you know, one of the animals dies before the fight is over. But yet, of course, some people are very upset about this. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, MyPillow is the best pillow you'll probably ever use. And you can find out for yourself by getting your own at half price by using code FTL at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it really works well. If it didn't, I wouldn't have continued using it. I've been using it for almost a year now. Plus, you can wash it. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. And within the first 60 days, you get to decide whether you like it or not. If you don't, you can ship it back to the company, and they'll send you your purchase price back. Now, if you do decide to keep it, then you can feel good because they're standing behind it with a 10-year warranty. So you can get yours at half off with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. Or you can get two for the price of one with code FTL at MyPillow.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, you can bring up anything you want. You're welcome to comment on so-called animal rights if you'd like. But Gene, the Christian anarchist, is with us. Gene, where are you calling from tonight?
Hello, guys. I'm just about in Birmingham, Alabama.
All righty, then. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk. I just came back from China about a week ago, and I wanted to talk about internet censorship in China.
Okay.
You know, I go to China quite a bit, and I have to deal with the internet censorship every time I go there, and of course it gets worse and worse every time.
Really?
So I went this time with three tools that I was going to try to use to get past the internet censorship. One was a paid VPN service, one was a private VPN to our office router, and one was the Google Remote Desktop. I don't know if you've played with that at all.
No, I haven't.
It's a free service by Google.
Hmm.
Of course, I don't know that. I'm sure they're using, you know, data mining. But the Google Remote Desktop works pretty good in the U.S.
Okay.
I tried it in China. Of course, everything Google is blocked in China, so Google Remote Desktop.
No dice.
Yeah, no dice. The paid VPN service, it was kind of hit and miss at first. It would work a little bit, then not work. But even when we got connected, the speeds were incredibly slow. It's like
Chinese
goons are blocking the bandwidth. Okay, so they can't see into the VPN tunnel. They don't like that. So I'm guessing that they're throttling back all bandwidth on VPN connections.
Makes sense, because they can probably identify them based on the ports that you're connecting on, or, you know, the packets that are being passed. There's probably some way for them to identify, oh, this person's using a VPN.
Even if they can't trace the actual person using it.
Well, they probably would know where you are, but like, you know, when you're looking at your internet connection with, let's say, your cable company, they can kind of assess what your connections are. Not only do they know to whom you're connecting, but they also know the type of connection. So they probably know if you're, you know, transferring a file or on torrents, or if you're over a VPN. If you're connected to a VPN, they don't know where you're going, but they know likely that you're connected to a VPN. So they don't know for what purpose you're using it, but they do likely know that you are using a VPN. So Gene, so you said that you were able to connect off and on, but when you did, it was very slow. So are we talking about like dial-up modem kind of slow?
Yeah, really slow. I mean, a web page would take 2 minutes. So trying to stream a video was basically impossible. And that's my biggest interest. You know, I want to watch YouTube once in a while. That's my horrible thing that I do in China is I want to watch YouTube. Anyway,
is YouTube also banned because that's a Google product?
Yes.
Wow. So, can you imagine not having YouTube, Cody? My goodness.
Yeah, well, that's
like
my problem when I go to China. Yeah, no YouTube. So anyway, I did find that my private VPN to my office worked pretty much all the time. I could always connect to my own private VPN. So if somebody's going to China and they want to leave their computer on at home, they could put a modem, not a modem, but a router on your system that has a VPN set up on it. Ours is a Dell modem for our business, and it has a VPN. So I'm specifically connecting to our IP address at our office. And that pretty much worked all the time, but again, they were throttling back the connection.
Huh.
And surprisingly, I found something that really does work in China. This was totally by accident. Was not expecting to find this. Before we left to China, we have AT&T on our cell phones, but I think this would work on all major phone companies. If you're going overseas, you can tell them beforehand and say, look, I'm going overseas. I want to be able to use my phone overseas. And we did that, and we got there were three different levels of plan. One was the cheap plan that you get free text messages. Your calls are $1 a minute, which
sounds
is
like a good deal.
Cheap. And you only have like 200 megabytes of data or something.
Okay.
So I got that one. My wife got the next one up, which made the phone calls 50 cents, still free text, of course, and I don't know, 500 megabytes of data, something like that.
Okay.
So that's how we went over there. And when we started playing with the phones, I realized, hey, you can get YouTube on the cell phone.
Huh.
So then I set my wife's up as a hotspot and connected our computer to it. And again, you can get YouTube through the phone as a hotspot. So I said, that's pretty neat. So then we called the phone company back and said, give us the maximum package on one phone, you know, so we got our maximum data. They did have a plan for $10 a day where you could get whatever your plan is in the U.S., you could get it in China. And our plan in the U.S. is lots and lots of data. So we had that rolled over to China.
And was it fast? Were you able to connect with a decent...
It was reasonably fast. I was watching YouTube videos at like 240 resolution.
I mean, that sounds like good news. So you basically found a workaround in China, which was to have your cell phone provider give you service over there, which means they were using some sort of Chinese cell phone provider, which is surprising
right.
that would not be blocked by the great firewall of China.
I'm guessing, I don't know, but I'm guessing that the American phone companies have made a deal with the Chinese government that says, look, we got our people over there, unblock these sites for them. I'm guessing. I don't know.
It seems unbelievable that they would agree to that.
And my VPN worked really good over the cell phone as a hotspot to our office or to the paid VPN, whichever one I used. So, in other words, it seemed like they didn't throttle it back.
I find myself wondering, is Hong Kong also restricted? Do you know? Have you ever gone down there?
No.
Because
Hong Kong is not restricted.
Interesting. So even though Hong Kong is technically China, they are still sort of being hands-off about it and not cracking down on internet freedoms there, huh?
Yeah, the Chinese goons have really surprised me by not jumping down Hong Kong's throat. Now, they are slowly but surely... Mm-hmm. creeping in there and pushing their way, but it's been like 15 years.
I think it's been 20 years. I think it was 1997 when Britain left. Yeah.
But they've left it alone.
Thanks for the info tonight, Gene. I hope the Chinese censors aren't listening to this episode, so they didn't find out about the hole in their plan. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the expertise from overseas there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I think Hong Kong would be an interesting place to visit. Not so interested in the rest of China, though.
Nah.
We're coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
Advisor cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in and join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
We do have Skype, so you're welcome to join us on Skype if you like. Skype username is lrn.fm. And once again, toll-free number 855-453. So we're talking about so-called animal rights, and you know, is it animal abuse to have orangutans that are fighting one another in a boxing ring in Bangkok, Thailand? So you're still welcome to comment on that. I don't know if we completely finished that discussion.
Yeah. So I think what we were kind of getting at, or at least where I wanted to go, was so the difference here is that, you know, yeah, if you're talking about cockfighting or whatever, obviously that's a physically violent type of thing. In the
where
case,
one of them dies,
yes,
at the end of the fight.
In the case of the orangutan boxing, it sounded like from the article that they were getting their feelings hurt because they knew when the crowd was laughing at them.
That's what someone said, yeah.
Right, which is obviously debatable, but I think it brings up an interesting topic of how many emotions do animals feel? And I would say
they feel a whole range.
I would too, especially if we're talking about something that's 97% DNA
right,
similar to us, then, you know, they can't be that far off. And I think as humans, we sort of we make judgments based on whether or not you can talk. If you can talk,
yeah,
then that means you're smart. But the thing is that for all we know, that these animals are communicating telepathically, and we have absolutely no idea. I mean, dolphins are a great example. They're so smart, and they do have some sort of language, and
right,
they have different dialects, like different languages, based on where you go in the ocean
and the species
to find
of, yeah,
these dolphins. They are creating languages and ways to communicate with one another. So, you know, okay, they're not people, and they can't communicate to you that they deserve rights, but maybe in dolphin language, they have their own sort of social order.
They definitely do have their own social order.
Right, so... You gotta make judgment.
Did you ever watch the video of the dolphins where they get high?
I did, with the puffer fish
or
whatever.
Did you ever watch the full video from where that came from?
I don't know if I saw the full video.
It's really interesting. Yeah. We actually downloaded it and watched that. It was like a BBC, I don't know if it's BBC, I think it might have been a BBC documentary. Dolphins spy, either spy on the pod or spy in the pod or something like that.
Okay.
Where they had like really kind of... really well-hidden cameras, basically. Like, they had a turtle-looking device that actually was a camera, but it could move in the water like it was a turtle, so yep. They could have this thing sort of floating around with the dolphins. And presumably the dolphins didn't know, but who knows? Maybe they did realize it, and they were putting on a show.
Yeah.
But regardless, that was kind of the idea, was you would have this view into the dolphin pods, and they went into different ones in different parts of the world, different species and types of dolphins, and they looked and, you know, kind of what was their life like, and they found some really kind of very human relatable behaviors that were going on, like passing down information from one generation to the next, something that is very sort of human thing that we do, obviously, with education and things like that. Well, they did that too, where they would teach their younger dolphins how to forage or how to, you know, chase after food or whatever. And they had very specific techniques that, like you were saying, were specific to the pod or specific to that area.
Yeah.
That other dolphins in other parts of the world did not do.
Some sort of localized culture just as we have as people.
Yeah, it was fascinating. And then, of course, you know, what got me attracted to it was the scene where they're passing around a puffer fish. The younger dolphins were passing around a puffer fish because when they would, like, put it in their mouth, they wouldn't try to kill it. They would just scare it to where the puffer fish would release some sort of toxin, and that presumably was getting these dolphins high, basically.
Yeah.
So very similar to humans.
I've seen some videos on YouTube of a multitude of different animals who actually seek out altering their consciousness. And I've seen a video of gorillas smoking cigarettes. I mean, why would they be doing that? Well, like, what do they have to gain from doing that?
Well, why do you do it?
Because it has a slight consciousness-altering effect.
It does.
So why I take any drug.
Right. You get a little buzz from it.
Yeah.
At least I do.
Yeah. You know,
I've heard that you don't get it if you're addicted to it anymore.
It definitely lessens.
Yeah.
But, you know, after a big meal or a good banging session, a cigarette's always a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, like you said, these animals are very, very similar to us, and I think that's one of the reasons why they deserve more... you know, rights isn't the exact right word, but they deserve... I'm losing the word that I want to say, but we should be more deferent. How about deferential towards them? We should, you know, respect them for sure as other conscious beings who are making their way in this world as well.
Yeah, I mean, to put it simply, I think what it comes down to is using the golden rule for animals around you the same way that you would with other people. You know, how would you feel if you were kept in captivity and kicked around, forced to fight, and eventually killed or whatever?
That's a problem.
You feel pretty bad about that.
You know, then again, we get down to the kept in captivity part. I like having Jazzy here in this house, and she seems to like it too, because with Jazzy, like, that's the dog, by the way. With Jazzy, she could leave if she wanted to, because I don't ever, if I'm taking her around the yard to, you know, to go, she could just run off. I don't ever have her on a leash, almost never. So
she's had plenty of opportunities to.
Right, and if she's ever on a leash, the leash collar is never tight enough to where she couldn't just escape it if she wanted to. So with Jazzy, it's more of like an illusion that she's being kept for other people. Like, she, oh yeah, that dog has a leash on, you know. Well, no, if she wanted to, she could just slip right out of it and run.
Yeah.
But she never does. But the kitty, on the other hand, he definitely wants to get out. I mean, there's no doubt that cat wants to get out of this house. And it's not because he's treated poorly. He seems to like, you know, generally being here. You know, he's not peeing all over the place. He's not acting out in a negative way. Because cats will definitely do that. Like, if they've got a problem with you, they will let you know by crapping on your pillow or peeing on things or whatever. And so he doesn't do that. But he definitely wants to, like, go out and explore the world out there, and he's not allowed to.
Yeah. And I think, you know...
Is that a problem?
There are people that have the certain type of cat where, you know, they'll let the cat out, they'll explore, and then they'll come back home. You have to know that your cat's going to come back, though. And
you don't know, though.
And you know, and yeah,
the
so
cat
that
could
takes...
get hit by a car. A fisher cat, which is a beast that they have up here, could kill it.
It takes a certain level of trust in the knowledge that maybe they won't come back home to be able to do that, and it's not something I'd be willing to do, and I don't think it's...
It's also a way to get them to have fleas.
Oh, yeah.
And other, you know, little beasts, little pests.
I think it'll be fine. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. And I know we've before I've been on the show and we've had conversations with callers about whether or not it breaks the non-aggression principle to give medicine to a pet, which I still think is ridiculous.
We had that conversation?
We did, yes. Oh, you don't remember that?
No, I don't remember. Yeah. That sounds ridiculous.
To force feed your pet.
Oh, to force feed. Yeah.
Medication would be against the non-aggression principle somehow.
Well, again, in my opinion, those principles don't apply when it comes to an animal. They don't have the same level of, at least we can't tell that they have the same level of volition that we do. They may have a similar level of it, but sometimes we know what's in their best interest, which again sounds like a kind of a crazy control freak thing to say, right?
Yeah.
But it's definitely true. Like, the animal is not going to be able to self-assess the fact that it has some sort of disease. It may know that it is unwell, but the veterinarian probably knows what the problem is and can solve that with some kind of pill or treatment.
Exactly. All right, I've got it. Let me put it this way, yeah. Okay? Imagine you are abducted by 12th dimension machine elves, right? They take you to their land to live as your pet, but they treat you well, right?
Yeah.
But you are of the understanding that they're well beyond where you are at on a consciousness type of being, you know. So in that case, it'd be like, well, you know, I'm getting a way cooler life up in DMT hyperspace with the machine elves. They treat me rather well. I'm not going to try and make too much of a fight about it.
Sure. No, I get where you're coming from. That's why I think that, you know, the previous cat that used to live here, he used to just kind of mosey out on the porch, turn around, and go back inside. So he was obviously pretty content with his surroundings. So, I mean, I think, again, it just depends on how people treat their animals. And I think we have to respond to that as a society, as individuals, and say, well, that's either acceptable or it's not. And if it's not acceptable, however someone's treating their animal, then you have a few options. One is to talk to that person and say, hey, I don't think it's right what you're doing to your animal. And I think you can do the same thing with kids. I mean, some people will say, well, it's none of your business. Well, then don't do it out in public.
I agree. Yeah. The first step is bringing it up, but, you know, vocalizing it, absolutely.
People need to get feedback about bad behavior like that. The toll-free number.
They may not even be noticing that they're doing it wrong.
True. The toll-free number, or that was the way they were taught, you know, and they didn't know that it was wrong. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. We got some crazy news out of China coming up here, and this is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 on the way.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.